This week, the nonprofit spotlight shines on Sonoran prevention works. My name is Miranda Schubert, and I'm joined here by Jess Patrick, Development Manager. What is your organization's mission?
The mission of Sonoran Prevention Works is to build a healthy Arizona with people who use drugs. Across the U.S., we're seeing the highest increasing rates of overdose, especially in the last 5 years. We're seeing mass incarceration due to drug use, and we're seeing police violence that's just linked along with that mass incarceration and drug use policing. And because of that, SPW came together, and it was brought together by people who use drugs. It is still run by and for people who use drugs. And we wanted to see community-based solutions on the micro, meso, and macro levels.
How does your organization work toward your mission?
Sonoran Prevention Works works towards our mission in three ways. We work on the micro level, the meso level, and the macro level. At the micro level, we work in communities with individuals. Our biggest focus is giving out naloxone and giving education to folks about naloxone. Naloxone is the overdose death reversal drug. So if somebody recognizes that an overdose is happening, they can administer naloxone and it will bring that person back out of a critical state and into a safe state so that they can receive medical care. We have an amazing staff and volunteers who go out into our communities. They do community outreach. They give education, supplies, run syringe service programs, which are needle exchanges, and make sure that people have what they need. We also have staff and volunteers who go into the community to do HIV and HCV testing in the field, which is incredible, and then make sure that folks who are testing positive for HIV or HCV are linked to care and find the care that they need to keep themselves healthy. We're really excited that in 2023, we'll be rolling out mobile units in Maricopa County, another one in Cochise, so that we can provide naloxone, AccuDetox options, linkage to care, safe use supplies, and of course, testing and heat relief support. And lastly, in 2023, we're reorganizing our fixed location outreach sites to focus on people of color and communities of color and areas that have little or no access to resources. Some of the higher level work that we do is we do trainings across the state. We do them via Zoom. We also do them in person. We'll do free trainings for folks who want to recognize an overdose and prevent an overdose, how to use naloxone. Those are free. They're available online. You can find them on our webpage. Sonoran Prevention Works also does group trainings where we talk about everything from naloxone and how to use it, harm reduction, the stigma that comes along with drug use and people who use drugs, to rural health, the history of drug policy. There's so much that you can learn in our education. And then lastly, Sonoran Prevention Works has advocated for naloxone access across the state. We've been able to write and pass bills that make syringe service programs accessible and legal, and also bills that help create safe spaces to use naloxone and bolster our Good Sam laws. The Good Sam laws, for folks who don't know, are the Good Samaritan laws that make it more legal for folks who are administering some emergency care. That way they can't be prosecuted and held culpable for anything that might be happening. And it really encourages folks to take action in the community when they see someone in need and step in and help that person through an emergency situation.
Can you share highlights from one of your programs that helps you to execute your mission?
At Sonoran Prevention Works, like I mentioned, giving out naloxone and education about naloxone and its use is one of our biggest focuses. Sonoran Prevention Works happens to be the largest distributor of community naloxone in the United States, which we're really proud of. And we're starting to see that naloxone education and the naloxone usage and distribution, along with our training in Arizona, really make a difference. For instance, in 2021, when there was a 15% increase in overdose deaths across the U.S., Arizona's rates did not significantly increase, which is huge. We know and we feel that that's because of the training that our staff and volunteers do. That's because of that naloxone distribution, and truly because the community has access to the naloxone and they step in when they need to make sure that they're keeping each other safe. There was a Lancet study in Arizona that showed that Arizona was the only state that had sufficient number of naloxone doses in the community, not just in medical hands, but in the community, to make sure that the fatal overdose rate was reduced. And that's in large part due to our statewide distribution.
So how can people find out more about Sonoran Prevention Works?
People can find us online. We're at spwaz.org. We have lots of social media, every social media account you could want. We're out there, our Instagram, our Facebook. We're really active on Twitter still. And we would love for folks to find us and friend us. Visit us on our website to buy merch and to donate. And this year, we have a fundraising goal of $250,000. As a community-based organization with a somewhat niche focus, we rely heavily on community-based partners and donor support to help us meet the community need for training, education, and life-saving resources like naloxone that we mentioned before.
Does Sonoran Prevention Works ever need volunteers?
Yeah, we absolutely need volunteers all the time. We have an incredible volunteer program and volunteer staff who keep that program running. In fact, all of the kits that we give out, including the naloxone kits, are created, they're put together by volunteer hands so that it frees up our staff time so that they can go into the field and do that engagement with folks that's so necessary and it's not taking all their time. So come to sbwaz.org and engage with us.
This week's episode of the Nonprofit Spotlight featured Jess Patrick, Development Manager for Sonoran Prevention Works. Support for the Nonprofit Spotlight is provided by the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona, dedicated to creating an equitable and vibrant community for all Southern Arizonans by connecting donors to the causes they care about. Since 1980, the foundation has awarded over $215 million in grants and scholarships to the community. Learn more at cfsaz.org. Music by L1011.